If I were to ask you how you're feeling today, you'd probably say fine. But the last year has given us all reasons to not feel fine. Things like anxiety, depression, stress, and even grief. These are emotions that many of us are feeling right now. But if you're struggling to cope, or these emotions are negatively impacting your life, we can help. Make an appointment with us at 620-342-4864 or visit us online at flinthillshealth.org.
KVUA News time is 8:27. It's Newsmaker 2 time here on a Thursday, and we are now about, well, less than 36 hours away from launching No Coast Film Festival.
It's about showtime.
It is just about showtime. Time to raise the curtain. Johnny Leach is right there on stage, ready to reveal.
Johnny, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you today?
Oh, fantastic. Just crossing the T's, dotting the I's, and the lowercase J's, just getting everything ready for the festival. We've got about 100 films that we're going to be showing over the course of 3 days, starting, yes, tomorrow, September 17th, kicking off at 6 p.m. at the Historic Granada Theater. We've got a first block that coming up on Friday, and then we've got films from all across the world, Australia, Italy, but also a great number of Kansas-based films, and a film produced right here in Emporia by Kevin Rabus, The Beauty and the Grit. You can see those on Saturday and Sunday at this year's No Coast Film Fest.
Outstanding. How excited are you to be at this point where basically tomorrow you launch this three-day festival of short films?
It is amazing to me that just in a couple of short years, we've been able to grow from just a small knit group of friends that were trying to put on a small festival to see if it was something that people would be interested in at all, to now we've had so much outpouring of support from the community in terms of sponsorship, but also volunteers coming to help us out. We're constantly told by filmmakers that they are impressed with the quality of this small festival they put on, and they wonder how they haven't heard about our festival, because surely it's been going on for so many years, given what the sort of experience we're able to provide to them.
Well, how important is it to get the reaction of that from filmmakers, Johnny? Obviously, it has been very positive and will lead to more makers wanting to get involved, I assume.
Yes, we have always wanted to try to make this a filmmaker-centric festival, to try to encourage young filmmakers, first-time filmmakers, student filmmakers, and Kansas filmmakers. An extension of the entire No Coast Festival project is to start an educational branch to help develop filmmakers here in the Emporia community, because we also want to showcase these stories that are homegrown here in Emporia. At the same time that we're bringing in these fantastic short films so that people can see things that they wouldn't be able to see anywhere else, we also want to provide a platform for Emporia and Kansas-based filmmakers to tell their stories to the world.
Along those lines here, and I'm going to use Unbound Gravel as a maybe a framework for this, but obviously Unbound Gravel and its predecessor were pretty key, or the key, in developing the really the cycling community here in Emporia over the last 15 years. Do you see something similar happening with that with No Coast, or is it one of those things where this has been latent for a long period of time and it's now just having a chance to get up, get into the community, get up into the air and flourish?
We have mindfully tried to copy what Unbound and its predecessor did in its early years to try to develop our own festival and try to develop a community here in town that would support itself. So there's no coincidence there. We definitely looked at them for a model, especially in terms of growth and participation. I don't know how latent of a film production community one could say already exists in Emporia. It's certainly there, but it's a big undertaking to try to shoot a movie. Of course, you can always make a movie on your phone, but the larger scale production takes a lot of hands to get the job done. And without on-the-job or on-site training, it's hard to know what to do. So that's where we're going to be looking to in the next couple of years, is to provide opportunity for people to have those experiences.
And Johnny Leach, No Coast Film Festival, beginning tomorrow night and going Saturday and Sunday as well. No Coast is back and flourishing. Johnny, let's lay out the block schedule. How do things line up?
So on Friday night, free admission, of course. The general admission to the festival is always free. We're going to start with just a general block of movies for 2 hours from 6 until 8. We'll be kicking off the festival with that local Emporia film, The Beauty and the Grit. Then on Sunday, we're going to begin with a family-friendly block starting at 10 a.m. If you check out our website, nocoastfilmfest.com, we've got all of the content ratings for all of the films, so parents can decide what they do and don't want their children to see. But we try to make sure that the family-friendly block is pretty safe, so you don't have to worry about it. 10 to 12 will be that family-friendly block. Then we're going to get into a block of documentary films where we've got several Kansas-based filmmakers showing off stories from within the state, followed by a general block of films. Again, you can check out summaries and content reviews on our website. In the evening from 6 to 8 on Saturday is what we're calling the After Dark block. That's definitely going to be a block where you want to keep the kids at home for that one. Then coming back on Sunday, another family-friendly block starting at 10 to 12 on Sunday morning. A general block. Then we're going to get into our award ceremony. We've got the Audience Choice Awards, so anyone who comes to the festival will be giving you a ticket, and you can write on the back of that ticket what film you think should win that Audience Choice Award. Drop it off with our ticket-taking team, and we'll get those counted up, and you can actually be one of the voices determining who wins that award at the No Coast Film Fest. And we've got some really excellent hand-blown glass awards that were made by Nick Dykin for this year's festival. After the award ceremony, we'll get into the Best of the Fest. That's where we showcase the best films that we as the production staff felt really showcased what we were trying to bring to Emporia this year and the winners from our past year's festivals.
So you're going to have a Best Director Award that's going to be part of that?
No, not Best Director. We don't get quite that nitty-gritty. We've just got our Grand Jury Award, just the overall best film. We've got the Audience Choice Award, and then we've got the Kraken Award. The Kraken Award is an award that we give to a film that just surprised us. There's either some element to the film that was kooky, interesting, it made a plot twist that we weren't expecting. It's just something that is surprising, just like seeing a giant mythical sea creature like the Kraken here in a no coastal state.
Johnny, wouldn't be an interview in 2021 without asking COVID protocol in play at the Granada for the film fest this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we're all about the COVID compliance. We are asking everyone, please wear a mask to the event. Vaccines are not required, but they are highly encouraged. We'll have some free masks there if you show up and you forgot yours. And while we're going to have full seating in the general admission auditorium and the general admission area in the balcony, we've all been doing this for the better part of a year, year and a half now, and I think we've all figured out how to cluster with those of us that are in our pods and socially distance from others. So rather than trying to arrange the seating to force people into certain socially distanced groups, we're just asking people to be courteous, be conscious, cluster with your folks, and socially distance from others.
Basically, makes know your sense. Pods, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Johnny, really, what is left here to do between now and launch time here tomorrow evening?
Well, for the audience, just check out the website, see the movies that you want to watch, and then come on down Friday night. For those of us over here on the production side, so much, but not that much, really. As I'm talking to you guys, I've got some spreadsheets pulled up on my computer. I'm just going through our volunteer list, making sure that we've got all of our positions covered. Looking at the directors who are going to be coming for our directors panels. And calling it a director's roundtable is a bit of a misnomer because we're going to have actors and producers. And these are some well-known Hollywood names that are going to be coming to the festival. If you, again, check out our website or look on social media, you can see who some of these folk are. So going through and coming up with the questions for that roundtable, just making sure that all of our VIP bags are assembled and the lanyards are ready, and just all the stuff that goes into putting on a big event.
Well, Johnny, congratulations on the work so far.
Thank you.
Sounds like things are going well, and it's exciting that No Coast, the film festival, is back in force, and will launch tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the Emporia Granada Theater. Well, hope we have a great weekend, Johnny. Appreciate your time, and best of luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, have great
to see you there.
Have a great day.
Thanks,
you
Johnny.
Johnny Leach, No Coast Film Festival, joining us this morning. Have big doings at the Granada Theater all weekend long, Chuck.
All weekend long. And again, go to NoCoastFilmFesta.com to get more.